Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Samach Tes. Nida Samach Tes. Today is the Tisha B'Av daf, which we are giving early, for obvious reasons. Today's daf does not talk about Inyane Churban and Inyane Bakamsa Ubarkamsa. Nida Samach Tes, as we continue in the last week of Talmud Bavli, we will start with Samach Chesama Beis, second to last line, Iboy Lahu. This first Ha'ara, I didn't get to mention last week, and that is, interesting case comes up, we're talking about Inyani Tevila. All these dafim are about regarding Tevila and going to the mikvah. The Rav Zilberstein, Chashugi Chemed, has a case where Sheila, the following question was asked, Isha Shenichnasa LaMikvah B'lo Shilma, a woman went to the mikvah and did not pay. Usually the custom is for women to pay a certain amount to use the mikvah. Let's say she didn't pay, and for whatever reason, she's not planning on paying. And the mikvah lady was not sure what to tell her, whether she should make a bracha or not. Habalanes bistapekes im ha'im talam de lavarech ala tefila, or shemalot tevarech, as the Gemara says in one place, mitzvah baba veira, boseya beirech nieitz Hashem. So therefore, maybe she shouldn't make a bracha, because she's stealing the usage of the mikvah. So, says Rav Zilberstein, he thinks it's mutter. This is not like the other cases of stealing something and then not making a bracha. Why? V'hatam shaharei b'shasa tefila nigmar ha'avera. She went in, she's using it, so the avera is the usage. But the bracha, hi lo ha'tevila el al ha'totza'a shehi tahora. The ikar bracha of al ha'tevila, says Rav Zilberstein, is not on the maisa tevila, which could be ba'avera, but on the result. Once the result is there, then the avera is finished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz b'tahasa hazos. Hashem wants this result. Sheha isha tiyah tahora. Av she'edu chafetz b'derech shehigia el ha'totzah hazos. V'lo dami lulav gazol l'tzitzis gazol. It's not like lulav or tzitzis that are stolen, that even as you do the mitzvah, and even after you do the mitzvah, it's still stolen. Every moment there's a chiyuv hashava. She'achefetz shu machzik ko'esu gazol. The object that you are holding is stolen. V'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz. Lo b'mitzvah lo b'totzah. Hashem is not interested. So therefore, it's not like an object, matzah, or lulav, or chauffeur, if you would say that the not coal, but the actual chauffeur is stolen. But any of those, it's not like this, because here it is the result. And then he says, "V'gamlo dami l'shchita." Also similar, it's not similar to a case of shchita. The Darki Tshuva writes in Simen Yutes, Darki Tshuva, the collection of Hungarian tshuvas written by one of the Munkacher Rebbes, the earlier Munkacher Rebbe, she'asa levarech al shchitas v'hem gzula, that he says that it's asur to make a bircha shchita on a stolen animal. Why? Af she'ikar habracha yala totsa, there also the ikar is on the totsa, but still, there he says the chafetz plays more of a role. There is an object there, an animal that you're doing something to, that's still different than a mikvah which you are just using. Gotta work that out. Sheish lomar, sheina kadosh baruch hu chafetz gam betotzah shel hashchita, shirota shebehema genuva tishael lechius. Hashem would rather the animal remain alive to give it back to the owner. He doesn't want you, but the mikvah, nothing changes in the mikvah. Aval betvila kadosh baruch hu chafetz betotzah. Nothing, the mikvah doesn't change. Sheisha tia tahora. Av sheino chafetz bederech, mikomakam yichol levarech. See, he's b'chalik between even mikvah and our case of shchita, and different also than lulav and matzah and the other cases. Okay, just an interesting case in terms of tevila. Now we continue with samaches amid beis. Iboy lahu. So the Mishnah we just had on yesterday's daf spoke about bedikos. How many bedikos does one need during Shivat Nikiyam? We discussed this already, daf zayin, daf ches earlier, but here is the main area in the Masechta where this is discussed. How many bedikas? If you remember, the first sheet there, Rabbi Eliezer held that if she checks on day 1 and day 7, that is fine. Harei b'cheskas tara, 1 and 7 count like 7. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, 1 and 7 count like 2. 2 days, 1 and 7, that's all you can count. And you can skip the ones in between. They don't break. You're losing day 1, but they also are not counted. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you only have day 7. And the Gemara discussed yesterday at the end, right before, you know, let's go back 2 lines, 4 lines to the bottom. Tani, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Amri, Nirin Divir, Rabbi Eliezer, Mi Divir, Rabbi Yeshua. I think Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you hold all the days, 1 and 7 means all 7, it makes more sense than Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua says 1 and 7, what about the days in between? How could, those are either mafsik or not. They can't just be limbo. So I think the Tadakama makes more sense than the second opinion. But Vidivir, Rabbi Akiva, Mi Divir Kulan, Rabbi Akiva makes the most sense. Rabbi Kiva, who holds that you only have the last day. But of halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, that b'di'eved, first and last, would be okay. So Ibai Lahu, ask the Gemara. Hazav v'hazava, shebatku atzman, right, zav and zava, why are we talking about zav and zava? Because that's what we said, the chumra derab zera that we had at Daf Samach Vav, all women, bisman hazeh, are considered safek zavos. That's why we have to wait. Tibetam kachardal, we have to wait shivinikiyam. So all the halakhas of zav and zava, and the questions of zav and zava, would be relevant even today. See, ibailu, hazava, hazava, shebatku atzman, yom rishon, v'yom shmini, umatsu tahar. What happens if a zav and a zava check 1 and 8, not 1 and 7, 1 and 8, and she's found to be tahora? V'shar yahayam lo batku. She didn't check 2 through 7, just 1 and 8. So l'Rebbe Eliezer mahu. What is the halacha according to Rebbe Eliezer, who usually says 1 and 7 is good enough? Rashi points out that according to both other opinions, you for sure would only have 1. Only 8. According to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you only have 1 and 7, so here Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshua, vada in lamel shmini bilvad. You for sure only have shmini. Why? The afagav de talia milsa bevedika, umoni yamim habadukin, afilu bisirukin. Even if you count days that are not consistent, straight, hani mili barishon, vishvi. 1 and 7 are chazilis tarufe. They're part of 1 shivanakiyim. Aval shmini, let me say there's spheres arishon, but 8 is different. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, for sure, you'd only have to count, you won't be able to count 8. And according to Rabbi Akiva, for sure, Rabbi Akiva says you only count, if you have 1 and 7, you only count 7. So for sure, you'd only count 8. So the Shiloh of the Gemara is not in Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Akiva, because according to both of them, they would say for sure only one day, day 8. But what about according to Rabbi Eliezer, who usually says 1 and 7 is good enough to count all 7? Rabbi Eliezer mahu, tchilasan v'sofan be'inan, v'hacha tchilasan ika sofan leka. Do we say, well, he at least requires the beginning and the end of Shivadikiyim? Here you don't have it. Here you have Tchilasan, you have day 1, but then you don't have day 7, which is the end. Day 8 is too late. So do you say there's none? You cannot count it. O Dilma, no. Tchilasan avagav shein sofan. Right? Either or is also good. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah says both Tchilasan and sofan, but really, at root, Rabbi Eliezer would allow Tchilasan day 1. That would already establish her Becheskas Tara, even though you don't have sofan. So Machlokas. Amar Rav, he. Rav says, doesn't make a difference. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the first day bedika is good enough. Again, as we're going to see soon. She definitely did a hefsek tara in all these cases. All these cases, that already established, we had a daf pi in shir about this a couple of weeks ago, that already established her as tahora. But still, there has to be a sfira, v'safrala. So what does v'safrala mean? V'safrala shivas yamim. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rav's interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer, v'safrala means one day. That's enough of a kima, v'safrala. Rabbi Chanina Amar, no. T'chilasam v'sofam be'inan. You at least have to couch it. You have to cordon off these days with 1 and 7. Can't just have 1 without an end. So Rabbi Chanina argues, says, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, 1 and 7 is the minimum. Tchilasan v'sofan be'inan, av hacha tchilasan ika sofan leka. But here, you only have tchila and you wouldn't have sof, and therefore it would be a problem. So this is Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Rov Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ravid and the Ramban and others, all hold like the Rashba, all hold like Rav. All hold like Rav, that b'di'eved, 1 or 7. 1 or 7 would be good enough. B'di'eved. But the Sefer HaTshuma and the Smag, a minority of Rishonim, quote, it's at least a suffix. At least a suffix. The Beis Yosef quotes this Machlokas in Kuf Tzadik Vav. Beis Yosef writes in Kuf Tzadik Vav, Dalid. He quotes all of these Rishonim. And he says that, he starts off, again, a large part of the paragraph is the Rishonim that say that even one and one, either or. Right, I feel lobatka b'kol hashiv elo pamachas loshna batka b'yam rishon shel shivazu o ba'achron o be'echam enam emsoim sagi b'lo batka b'kol hashiv ara yom hashmini ubatka masa tohora ein lo el yom ches kovad perakatinok. As he quotes our Gemara, and then he quotes all of the poskim. He says because of arav shepasak arayved halacha kirav v'hevi rayos v'chein kasav harambam perak vavilchus yirbi alachav gibel b'chein kasak arashba. Most Rishonim hold that b'di'eved 1 or 7. But in the second half of the paragraph, he says, "But there is a sefer atruma and there is a smag isha shapayom shaposekas miliros tibosh van levan and v'chulu." And he says 1 and 7 is not good enough. At the end of the paragraph, says the Beis Yosef, "V'kiva to kolhani ravasa misafka lahu ein lahakel badaver shu safik iser kares." There's the line that Beis Yosef lays down, and that is why most cases we don't allow less than 1 and 7. Both are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch does quote Kuf Sadik Vav Dalet. Hopefully, we'll get back to that. Every day she should be checking. Pa'amayim b'chol yom. That's also. It's fascinating that in this Beis Yosef, in this Shulchan Aruch, he paskins like two groups of minority Rishonim. Because why? Because it's a Savik Yisr Karis. But two groups of minority Rishonim. That's who he paskins like. First, he paskins like the Rishonim that say that you have to do a check twice a day. Remember, we had that discussion back on Daf Zayin, where most Rishonim hold that twice a day is only for Taurus, but not Labaila, the Ramban and the Rosh and many others. But the Beis Yosef paskin like the minority of Rishonim, that it goes by is twice a day. And then he quotes the second half, Im lo batka b'kol ha-shiva ela pamachas. Another machlokas Rishonim. He says, b'di'evet, first he goes to more makel opinion. If you check once during Shiva Dekiyam, one or seven, or any of the middle days, because she already did a hefsek tara, umatza tahora, alala counts. But if she skipped all 7 days, and she only checked on day 8, the Rishonim are not makel. If she didn't have any bedikas, that's not called the Safrala, because she didn't have any svira, she didn't do anything. That's the first day. So the Beis Yosef quotes both minority opinions. Number one, two bedikas a day, and number two, 1 and 7, ve'ein lahakel. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Ramah adds off, but the bedikah should be la'ar hayom and not la'ar haner, or with the evan mahani afil la'ar haner. It's got to be done in proper light. But that's related to this Gemara. Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Chanina. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like both, quotes both, but he's machmer for the Rishonim that hold like Rabbi Chanina alis besafik. And remember what we had on Daf, just to emphasize again, on Daf Zayin Mabez, we quoted that Tosfos on Zayin Mabez said, quoted our Mishnah, and Tosa said that to check b'chol yom lechadchila lomo v'tzricha livtach b'chol yom. Tosa does not mention anything about two. The Ber Hagola on the side of the Shulchan Aruch points out this issue that Rov Rishonim say one, but the Shulchan Aruch is machmer and says two. Continuing, Meisvei. So we just had the Machlokas Rabbi Rabbi Chanina, and now we're going to ask a question. Meisvei says the Gemara v'shavin. V'shavin b'zavu b'zava shabbat kuatzmam yom rishon yom shvi. The Brisa says that zav and zava, they both agree. Who's they? We'll see in a minute. V'shavin, they both agree by zav and zava that check themselves yom rishon yom shmini on day 1 and day 8 umatz utahar, and they find themselves to be tahar. She'in lam el yom shmini el shmini b'vad. You only have day 8. So man shavin, who's shavin here that allow 1 and 8 and you only count day 8? Lav Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. Isn't that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua? They both agree that you only give them day 8. So that means that you don't give them 1 and 8, Akasha on Rav. So where it says low, Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Akiva. No, maybe the shavin here is Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. They both would agree you only get day 8. Like Rashi said before, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, maybe you'd have all of them, 1 and 8 would be okay, because Tchilasan Afal Pisha ain't so fun. Next try. Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rabbi Yerbe'aba, Amar Rav. Another statement related to this sugya. Nida Shefrisha Batara B'Shlishi Shela Sofarta L'Minyan Shiva Nikiyim. Rav makes a statement that we got to figure out what it means. What does he say? A Nida that is Mafrisha Batara, a Nida that does a Hefsek Tara B'Shlishi Shela on her third day. Sofarta L'Minyan Shiva Nikiyim can count it for Shiva Nikiyim. So again, Rav says that Anita, that is Mafrisha Batara, does a Hefsek Tara on her third day, she counts it towards her Shiva Nikiyim. So there are two problems with this statement. Number one, Nida Svira Lamala. Anita that's counting Shiva Nikiyim, Anita does not need Shiva Nikiyim, if we're talking about on a Daraisa level. Only a Zava needs Shiva Nikiyim. Anita does not. So Ela Ema, so first correction. Zava, Shefrisha Batara, Bishlishi Shila. A Zava that has, does a Hefsek Tara on her third day. So far, the Laminian Shiva Nikiyim is so Ferris counts that day for Shiva Nikiyim. So now we have Zava that we worked out. But what does it mean on her third day? So Pasha, a Zava on her third day means on her third day of Re'iyah. And she could do a Hefsek Tara that day and count that day towards Shiva Nikiyim. She'll count the day that she does a Hefsek Tara. We have that already. That's not what we do. Amar Le Rav Sheshes Le Rav Yirmi Bar Abba. Rav Kekusay Amar Le Shmaitza. Well, Rav holds like the Kusians, the Amri, because they hold Yom Shepasek as both so far to Laminyan Shiva. The day that the Hefsek Tara is done, you can count that. We don't hold that way. We hold that the Hefsek Tara is done on day 0, and the following day is day 1. The Hefsek Tara creates the Cheskes Tara, which then would allow the woman to start counting Shiva Nikiyim. But we don't count that day, right? As we always tell the Chasan Nakalas, the night that a Hefsek Tara is done is the same night of the week that one goes to the mikvah. If one does a Hefsek Tara on Thursday night before Shkia, so Thursday night's the night of the mikvah. So ask the Gemara. So what does the statement of Rav mean on the third day of her Re'iyah? So just like we had to modify the first half of the sentence, we have to modify the second. Ki ka'amar Rav lebar mishlishi. You're right. It doesn't mean that. It means she starts counting after. So the Gemara, after the third day. So the Gemara says, Bar Mishlishi Pshita, that's the obvious din. That's the din of a Zava doing a Hefsek Tara. The day after, day three, that's when she starts counting. So Lo Tzricha, this is the Chiddush. Kigon de Lo Batka Ad Shvi'i. She did the Hefsek Tara, and then she didn't check all the way until day seven. She only did one Bedika, only day seven. The Ashmin and Hassam and the Chiddush that Rav is saying is, just like Rav said before in Rabbi Eliezer, that you could have Tchilasan without Sofan, you could have day one, and you don't have day seven, you have day eight, you have day one and nothing at the end. The Ashmin and Hassam, Tchilasan Avabisha ain't Sofan. Rav already said up above on the top of the Amud that you could have Tchilo without Sof, day one without seven. The Hachakam Ashmin and Sofan Avabisha ain't Tchilasan. And here, he's telling you the opposite. You could have Sofan and not Tchilasan. Why? Demau de Tema, you might have thought Tchilasan Avabisha ain't Sofan. Tchilasan you could have because your mach, you continue the chazaka. Meaning, what does as far as seem to be? You would have said that once you did the Hefsek Tara that's already on her way to being Becheskes Tara, but you need something to be mechazek that chazaka somewhere early in the count, and that's why you needed day one to bolster it, and then it can continue by itself. Aval sofan avishin tchilasan lo, but sofan without tchilas, and maybe the Hefsek Tara is not strong enough by itself. It's too weak. That's not called a svira. You need to be mechazik the chazaka sometime earlier in the svira. Kamash malan. It's both okay. Tchila or sof. Why? Rashi says because you did a hefsek tara, and the hefsek tara is already enough to be mechazik this woman becheskes tara. So therefore, all you need is some type of action that we could call a svira. So, what do we do? What is it called that? So, according to Rav, within Rabbi Eliezer, one bedika, that nihug is enough to be called a svira, and therefore, that is good enough. According to the other Tanoim, obviously it's not good enough. According to Rabbi Akiva, for example, that right, you have to start only day seven, because you can't, there was no svira before that. Only that day requires svira. Right? And lechatchila, we require a svira every day, v'safrala. So therefore, says the Gemara, this was the Havamina and the Kamash Malan and the Chiddush of Rav. Tosfos earlier, and the Rush here says it, and Tosfos that I referred to before, Tosfos on Daf Zayin Amud Beis noted though that even Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't allow just day eight. Right, you could have day seven, but if you have nothing until day eight, says Tosas, Bikan Mashma, this is Zayin Mabes. Isha Shafar Zayin Nikiyim, Ubatka Yom Rishon Vyom Zayin, Umatza Tahora, Tachashav Svira, Raksha Batka Atzma Yom Shapaska Bo La'erev, as long as she has a Hefsek Tara, Vehefsika Batara, Vedavka Yom Zayin, Aval Yom Ches, Lo. If you only have day eight, no good. That's what Tosas says, that's what the Rush says. Ask the Sidre Tara. I don't understand. If Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rav, holds that day seven by itself is good enough, even if you miss all of them, so why shouldn't day eight be good enough? Pretend day one, forget day one, pretend day two is like day one, just push up the dates a little later, and then you'll have Sofan Av Beishein Tchilasan. Why do we think that we would not be able to have day eight counted by itself? That's the Sidrei Taharas Kasha. Why does Tosfos in the Rush say that day eight would not be good according to Rabbi Elazar? So he gives two answers. Number one, he says it has to be taken to account. Well, let's see two things. Let's see the second answer first. First one is that it has to be mitzuruf to the Hefsek Tara. The Hefsek Tara really starts everything. One has to start counting Shiva Nikiyim right after the Hefsek Tara. So therefore, even though we're saying that, you can have the last day instead of the first day, but day eight is not within proper proximity of the Hefsek Tara. That's why you wouldn't be able to just count the eight and move all the dates along. All the days along, moving them down one day. Number one. Number two, the other problem is, in Purim Ha'ara, the Da'as Ha'isha. What is the woman thinking during these days? She can't have a Hesach Hada'as of being in the state of Svira. We mentioned this in the past on the Achron, and the Me'il Tzedaka discusses, but it happens all the time. Let's say a woman has this Catholic Shevet Kiyam, and then she has a Shaila. She has a Shaila about a Bedika, so she's going to bring it to the Rav, she's going to speak to a Rav. What does she think about in between? Let's say she calls the Rav, and the Rav says, I want to look at it later today. So what would the Rav say? Think of yourself as Tahora. As Tahora. She should think Tahora until proven Temeya. That is what we always say. Because of this Me'il Tzedaka. The Me'il Tzedaka quoted in the Pische Tshuva, in Kuf Tzadik Vav, Sif Gimel, the Me'il Tzedaka says, it's a serious Shaila. If a woman does not think of herself as Temeya, as Tahora, so that could lead to problems. Why would it lead to problems? Two reasons. Either because she might not be focused, and therefore she might have had a re'iyah, and she didn't realize. Because if she's not focusing on being naki, maybe she had a re'iyah and she didn't realize. Or, per se, legally, formally, she has to be focused. At least not have a hesach hadas, at least in the back of her minds, be thinking that she is during Shiva Nikiyam. That's what the Pische Tshuva quotes in Sif Katan Gimel. In Kuf Tzadik Vav, Ayin Shuvah Mil Tzedaka, Sif Sama Gimel, Simen Sama Gimel, Shakasa, Beisha Shematza Kesem, Bimei Libuna, Ula Erev Zika Batara, she finds a Kesem, and then at night she does another Hefzik Tara Mechadash, because she thinks it was a problem, V'lav Shashenis Lavanim, V'yamru Lachavro Seha, V'yam Amachras, and her friends tell her the next day, Shagam Ala Kesem, Shuchal Ahamte Mechadash Heyamim. And then her friends tell her, well, don't you have to wait another 5 days before you start counting the seven? And she's like, really? Mistakenly they tell her this. The Chazar V'lav Shaksona Shalom. Then she starts again. Achayis HaChagur. And then the problem is that, you know, she was messed up. And then she finds out she didn't have to wait five. And this new Becca that she put on has stains on it. V'shalom. He Rashay Limno. Shivin Akiyam. He Psikas Hatara Sarishon. Could she like go back and say, oh, I didn't realize you didn't have to count another five from the Kesem during Shivin Akiyam. And therefore, can I start counting from them? Ki Omeres Shehima Keres Aksamim Shebechaluka. She recognizes that all these stains on her new Chalak that she just put on are old. And therefore, can she start counting? So she said, so the Bil Tzedaka says there are a couple of elements to this Shaila. Echad, Imhi Rashay Limnos Yamim Harishonim Asher Naflu Mitzchila Daita. Can she count days that she didn't think she was Nikiyim? Beis, Afim Nechshav Osan L'Tahorim Im Lafsha Begadim Mulachlachim. Even if you theoretically usually can count days, even though she had a Hesach Hadas, but here she put on Begadim with Ksamim on them. So maybe you can't trust. And number three, Af Im Ein Tolan Bekach Im Namilam Ashi Omeres. Shemakaras Osan, but here she says she's Makir them B'Tviyas Ayin. So all these are serious Shailas. Bidi Eved, many times we could find some coolers if a woman knows that, she could say that she really didn't think that there was any type of re'iyah. But again, this all has to do with this comment of the Sidrei Tara on our sugya, where the Sidrei Tara notes that the Rishonim, Tosas and the Rush, and others say that just day 8 would not work according to Rebbe Eliezer. You wouldn't be able to just bump the days down, either because of the tziruf needed to the Hefzik Tara, number one, or because of the Hesach Hadas that the woman had, because she wasn't focusing and thinking that that the first day was out, and the first day was really day 2. Keep in mind the Shlach Kadosh that we've mentioned in the past, which we don't paskin like, but also the Pische Tshuva quotes the Shlach Kadosh, who says that v'safra la shiva zava, he suggests that she should count verbally as well. Hagana calls by Shlach Kadosh, the Shlach quoted also in the Pische Tshuvas of Gatan Dalet, Hitzrich should be made serious and Nikiyim Timne b'chol yom, v'tomer hayom yom, k'dechsiv v'safrala, the Noda B'Yehuda and others are cholik on him. What are you talking, comparing this to Sfiras HaOmer? This isn't a Sfiras HaOmer, this is a din of the das. It's not a din of verbal. Ein Tzricha Lahotzi HaMispar B'Sfaseha, quotes the Radvaz, quotes the Maharam Ben Baruch, and another he's shown him. We don't pass on that she has to say anything. Okay. Eini. So now we get back to one of the math dafim, right? We had this back on dafim earlier on dafim chavtes, which I think was a Shabbos daf, so we didn't get to discuss all of the details of this. Actually, it was during the time traveling, so I didn't get to give the daf, but we'll allude to it now. So Eini, is this really true? That this is what he would hold. What's the exact question of Eini? Asking on Rav. Rav holds that you don't need Svurin Bavadai. Right? Just have day 1, day 8. You don't need Svurin Bavadai. Vaha ki asa Ravin Amar. But when Ravin came, he said, Mazar Rabbi Yosi Bribe Chanina Tzoev, lo yadana mei tiyuvtei. Remember the case, a woman comes in front of us and she has no idea. We know she had been pregnant. And we know she is not pregnant anymore. And she has no idea what happens. She doesn't know if she was Yoledes, if she was Yoledes Bezov, if she had a miscarriage. We don't know. She has no idea. She comes, and then she comes to us, and she knows she bled, but we know that right now she has a a week of Tara when she comes to us. So the question is, when do we send her to the mikvah? Because this man Amar is holding tefillah bezman mitzvah, so the first moment in time that you go to the mikvah, she has to go to the mikvah. So what is the halacha in this case? The kaimelon that we hold in this case, shavua kama da'asila kaman, the first week that she's with us, b'leilusa matzbelinin la, b'yamama lo matzbelinin la, the first week in front of us, we're matzbel her every night. Why every night? Because maybe starting from today might be her seventh day of Nida. Maybe she saw, she said she had a Riyah. She doesn't know if she had the baby. Maybe she didn't have the baby. So maybe she just had a Riyah 7 days ago. Today is day seven. So a Nida Daraisa goes to the mikvah that night. So every night. And the following day, maybe she had it 6 days ago and 5 days ago. And maybe it was today. So we have to do it a week from tonight. So she goes to the mikvah seven times every night, starting from tonight, but not during the day. Why not during the day? During the day, maybe this is her seventh day of Shiva Nikiyam for Ziva. And if that's the case, Zava, as we learned last week, Zava goes to the mikvah during the day on day seven, not during the night on after day seven, like Nita does. So, ask the Gemara, V'sakadayla d'lobin and Svurin l'faneinu, if we don't need Svurin, if Rav holds you don't need Svurin, b'yamamanamin et beline, we should say that she goes to the mikvah even by day. Dilma yoledes zachar bezovi. Maybe she had a baby, but she was also a Zava. V'yavdala Svurin, and maybe she did Shiva Nikiyam now. So, Elalav, what do you see from this discussion? Shvamina b'in and Svurin l'faneinu. Don't you see that you need Svurin from here? So how could Rav suggest that day one, day seven is enough? You need Svurin. You need conscious counting. So the Gemara says, one second, no. We said earlier that that whole discussion is only according to Rabbi Akiva, who needs Svurin, right? Like the last day in our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says you only count day seven if you do one and seven. So that's this discussion. But in Achinami, Rav, within Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon, could hold that you don't need Svurin lefaneinu. So now the Gemara says, so is there any raya to that positively? Implicitly, we know that this is Rabbi Akiva's opinion, so the Rabbana must argue. But are there any rayas to that? So we say, yes, ditnan, or titanya. Toa sha'amra, another case of toa. Woman comes and says, yom echad tamei ra'isi. So we're not going to bring, this raya is going to go all the way to the top of Amud Beis. We're going to quote this Braisa, and all the way at the end, we're going to prove that the whole assumption of the Braisa is that lo be'inan svurin lefaneinu. So, Tosha Amar Yom Echad Tamei Re'isi, she comes and says, I saw one day. I had a Re'iyah one day. I have no idea. Nida, Zava, I have no idea when it was. She has no idea. So, Matbelina Nosa, test Tfilos. We send it to the mikvah 9 times. Remember, this is all according to the opinion of Tfilah Bezman and Mitzvah, so you don't just wait till the end, but every time. So 9 Tfilos. Why? Zion Lenida, the following 7 nights, starting from tonight for Nida, because maybe this is day 7 of her Nidas, maybe tomorrow is day 7 for her Nidas, etc. So the next 7 nights, we send it to the mikvah. Vitrela Ziva, and 2 days, we for Ziva, because she says she only saw 1 day, so maybe she saw yesterday. So today is her Yom Shomeres, Yom Shmira, and maybe she saw today before she came here, so we have to wait till tomorrow. So, those are the 2 days, Trela Ziva, so that's altogether 9 times she goes to the mikvah. Bein HaShmashos Tamei Ra'isi, if she says, I saw Bein HaShmashos. I saw one time during Bein HaShmashos. So then, Matbelinos HaYud Aleph Tfilos. Then you make it into 11. So the Gemara says, why? You know, my Vedataya, we're machmir already to know maybe it was yesterday, maybe it was today. Why would Ben Ashmashas add on any? Amar Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti, no, Kigon Shebas Lefaneinu Ben Ashmashas. She came in front of us at Ben Ashmashas. That's why you have to add on a day. Why? Vahavian Timle Lenida. So now you have 11. Why? 8 for Nida. Because you send her tonight to the mikvah and the next 7 days, but maybe when she already saw tonight and it's already nighttime, it's already Ben Ashmashas, it's twilight, maybe it's already nighttime, maybe she saw tonight, so tonight and tomorrow is already day 1, so she has to go a week from tomorrow night. So that's why you have to add on a night for Nida, so it's 8 for Nida, Vitlas Laziva, and 3 for Ziva, because she saw once, but maybe she saw yesterday, maybe she saw just before she came, but we're not sure if it was yesterday, if it was tonight already. That's why you have to do the next 3 days for Zivas. That's why it's 11 altogether. That's if she says she came to us Ben Ashmashas. Next, Lo Ra'isi Kol Iker. If she says, I never saw at all. Lo Ra'isi Kol Iker. Then we send it to the mikvah 15 times. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Amar Rava. Rava is now going to give somewhat of a sarcastic comment to explain how could it be that if she saw, we'll send it to the mikvah a certain number of times, and the less she saw, we'll send it to the mikvah more. So Amar Rava, Hai Dina Delodina. Daini Bagalchi. This din is like a din that's not a din, like they do in Galchi. What's Galchi? The Yavetz points out here, Yaakov Emdin, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Tes has the same exact laws that occurred in Stone. So this must be, Galchi must have been a town in Stone. So, hi din, it's like what they do in Galchi. What do they do in Galchi? See it on the side, Sanhedrin Kuf Tes, that's where this is stated. To Isle Tura Lirichad Yoma. Whoever has an ox, so he has to take a turn grazing all the town's oxen one day. The Lesle Tura, whoever does not have an ox, has to lire treyomi, has to take a turn 2 days. That was their din, right? The less you have, the more you have to do. That's the illogic from it. The Yad Ramah comments there that their svara was, well, you know, they must have more time. So they don't have an ox, they have more time. So therefore, we'll give them doubles. That was their, they try to explain themselves to justify their behavior. But really, that's not correct. Somebody who has more animals has more responsibility. So, says the Gemara, that's what happened. So it's Ramiluhu Yasma Bar Almalta. So one time there was an orphan that obviously didn't have anything. So Yavi, Leda Ture, they gave him all their oxen to watch. They said, here, you watch all the oxen. Azal Nechsinu. What did he do? He went and he shechted all of them. Shechted all of them. Amar Lehu, he says to them, well, De Isle Tura Lishkol Chan Mashka. Whoever had one ox takes one skin, one hide. De Lesle Tura Lishkol Shrei Mashka. And whoever didn't have any oxen gets to take two hides. Amri Leh Mai Aitaka Amrit. They say, what are you talking about? It's a joke. Amar Lehu, he says to them, what do you mean? Sof Tila Ketchilas Dina. What do you mean? It's the same thing like you said before. Sof Din, what happened to the animals at the end, is just like Tchilas Din. Tchilas Dina Lav Man De Lesle Adif. Just like Tchilas Din, in terms of grazing the animals, whoever does not have is better off. So sov dinanami, mandales le'adif. So to here, I have no oxen, so I get more skins. So aren't I better off? So the Gemara says, so that's all a mashal. That's all what Rava says. So hakanami, Rava finishes. Ma hecha da amra ra'isi. Sagi la ibetesha tfilos. Ibi yudal tfilos. If the woman says nine, or she says, I saw a day, I saw a little bit, or she came in as brushes, where we say it's enough for her to do 9 or 11, hecha de kamra ihi lo ra'isi, by chameshes retilus, what if she said, I didn't see at all, then she's 15, doesn't make sense, it's illogical. So, ela emahachi, Rava says, this is what the last statement of the sentence should be. This is what she said. Emahachi, ra'isi, ve'ini yodea kama ra'isi, if she says, I saw, and I have no idea how much I saw. That's why it's more machmir. She might have seen 3 days straight. Right? She saw and she didn't, and she doesn't know how many she saw. So, ibi me nida reisi, ibi me ziva reisi. She also doesn't know whether she saw ibi me nida or ibi me ziva. So she doesn't know if she saw 1 day, if she saw 3 days, if it was ziva, if it was nida. So there, matvilan ala tesla filas, we make her tovel 15 times. Why? So again, asoy la kamon be a mama, if she came to us during the day and she told us that. So, yavina la shevla nida, so the following 7 nights are nida, because maybe she saw all the days during nida. And therefore, she does not need any type of she doesn't need shiva nikiyam, and we start tonight. That we send into the mikvah 7 times, starting tonight, and then v'timnei leziva, and then 8 for ziva, because we have to do every afternoon send it to the mikvah for ziva. But maybe today, before she came here, she already saw, and this was day 3. So therefore, you can't count today for sure. So that's why you have today plus another 7 days. That's 8. That's 15 altogether. If she came to us by day, asli la kaman bilei lusa. If she came to us at night, so yahavina la timne lenida. Then you need 8 for nida, because starting tonight, because maybe she did not see tonight, and tonight is after day 7 days of nida. But maybe she did see tonight, and today is day 1. So you have to go all the way till the following week. So 8 for nida, v'shev leziva, and the same 7 for ziva, because the next day afternoon, maybe if she saw, so then if she saw yesterday was day 3, so then she has to wait 7 for ziva. So the Gemara says, ziva tmanya boy. What do you mean? She should have an extra 1 for ziva. Why? Because maybe she saw tonight, and this was her 3rd day, so tonight and tomorrow are out. So you have to wait an extra day, so she should be another 8, so 16 altogether. So the Gemara says, no, ela edved, both if she comes by day or she comes by night, shev lenida v'timne leziva. Really, 7 for nida, timne for ziva. The question is, ay, belelusa timne lenida boy. If she comes at night, don't you need 8 for nida? So the Gemara says as follows. You're right. We do need 8 for nida. The Gebraisa just didn't mention it. Ziva de paskale, ziva, where you always need 8. Whenever she comes, she might have just seen today, so you always need 8 by ziva, de loshna, kiasa kama biyamama, loshna kiasa kama belel, yachashavlas. That's why he mentions 8 by zava, because you always need 8 by zava. That is constant. nida delopsikale, but nida, which is not always the same. Tchiyasel kaman b'leilusa by timne. If she comes at night, she needs 8. B'mama lo kabay timne. But if she comes by day, she only needs 7. Lo kachashalas there doesn't say 8; it just says 7 because it's at least 7. End of brisa. End of 20-line brisa. So now we get back to the question. The raya. V'isakadavach sferon lefanenu b'inon. And if according to the Rabbanan, who says this is Rabbi Akiva? No, he assumes this is the Rabbanan. And if you say you need sferon lefanenu, b'inon kolhani tfilas lamali. What do you need all these tfilas for? There weren't sferon lefanenu, so they don't count. Tisper zayin v'hadar titbol. She should count shivinikiyim right now. So elalav shmamina rabbanan need the army lobin and sfurin lefanenu. It must be Rabbi Kiva holds you need sfurin. So this must be the rabbanan shita who hold that you don't need sfurin. Good. Continuing, finishing up the section. Amalei Rav Acha breder of Yosef lo Rav Ashi lav tirutzi kamit tartzinan la. Didn't we already explain it that you have to say that there's another detail? And once you say there's another detail, then that knocks out the raya. Taras ve'imahachi. Maybe this is what she said. Safarti ve'niodas kama safarti. I did count. I did have sfurin lefanenu. But I don't know how many. Ibe me'nida safarti ve'me'ziva safarti. Ma'bilo tesvas filos. Add a detail. Maybe there's no raya from this brisa, because maybe it is the sheet of, maybe everybody agrees that you need sfurin lefanenu. But she had sfurin lefanenu. She just doesn't know when and what and why. So Gemara says, Safarti v'nidia kama safarti. What, she knows she had Svira? So Chad Yom Amiya, Yevshad Dolo Safar. She at least counted one day. So Chasro La Tfila. She already counted one day. So you should take one off. So Gemara says, no. Ela Ema, Eini Yodas, Im Safarti, Lo Safarti. So she comes and says, I don't know if I saw at all. I don't know if I counted at all. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. So you have to take into all the possibilities. And that is why we say there is no raya, lamaskana, there is no raya, but that's what we hold. We hold that, according to the Rabbanan, it seems to be that you don't need svurin lifanita. That's that suffix of the mi'ilt stuck in terms of having a hesach hadas during the shivinikiyah. Okay. We continue next Mishnah. Only a couple more as we continue and march our way down till the 5 or 6 left, until we get to Ayin Gimel. It's on the horizon. It's more than on the horizon. It's staring at us. Says the Mishnah, Samach Tas Amabes. Hazava vanida vayoledes vametzora. All of these mechusrei kapara, zav and zava and nida and yoledes and a mitzora shemesu if they die. So we know all these people are avos hatumos when they are. Well, at least zav, zava, nida, mitzora, yoledes has her own dinim. She is also, there is tumas yoledes, but they're all tamei before while they're alive. What happens if they die? Shemesu mitamin b'masa ad sheyimok habasar. They are still mitami b'masa until the bus or until their bodies rot. So the Gemara is going to ask. Rashi already quotes it on the Mishnah. That right, fascinating. We should do a study on Rashi. Sometimes Rashi will quote the Gemara already on the Mishnah and explain it. And sometimes he'll just say the Gemara Mefarish and he'll leave it unclear. Right? Rashi was a master teacher. He felt that some items, you know, you need to know right away and you can't really go on without it. And some, you know, you can wait as long as you know the problem will be solved. So here Rashi quotes the answer already. Rashi quotes, one second, all Mesim are Mitami B'masa. So what does this mean? All Mesim are Mitami B'masa, so why exactly does it say, oh, these are Mitami B'masa? So the Gemara is going to answer, no, we're talking about a Tumah D'Rabbanan of Evan Hamasama, which we'll see in the Gemara, that's what extends by these individuals. Good. However, the Chassam Sofer here asks, why don't these Tumas, so it's all D'Rabbanan, as we'll see. Chassam Sofer is bothered here, right here in our daf, why don't these Tumas continue? You know, what makes Tumas Ziva, or Tumas, just because Tumas Mace, that's like Geish Bechal Masai Mana, this overpowers, like Kimle B'Drabi Mine, there can't be two Tumas at once? So ask the Chassam Sofer, what's the problem? Why can't there be two Tumas here? Why is it that it disappears? Su Kashalo Tuva. Minale Hadikisha Mace, Pakale Tumas Ziva Vitsaraso. Vituma Shabam Lahikanaza. Where'd the Tuma go to? The person just became more Tame now. Where should the tumah go to? Umisvara hayanira shetumaso alav ashenirkav v'nasa afar misvara. That's what I would say. It stay until the body rots. I should say that the tumah stays. V'yesh lomar says the chassam sofer deklalahu bechol hatumas nishberu taharu. What do we say? We always say by every tumah. If a kli charis is tameh, you break it, it's tar. By a kli mataches, if you break it, it's not usable anymore, it's tar. So whenever something is not usable anymore, it becomes tahar. Says the Chassam Sofer, v'hu adin adam, din nitar b'shviraso, v'svir lele Rabbi Yeshua, din misaso, hainu shviraso. Our mises are shvira. right? And that's a beautiful Chasam Sofer. Tucked away here, the end of Nida, Samach Tes, right? Every Tumah ends at Misa, besides Tumas Meis, obviously, which starts at Misa, because Shviraso, Zuhi Taraso, and therefore we don't have any other Tumas. Good. One other, let's just make the comment first, then we'll continue the Mishnah. The Tosas Arash right here, first Tosas Arash on Samach Tes Mabes. Interesting that Zav and Zava are split up, male and female, but it doesn't say Mitzora and Mitzoraas. Why doesn't it just say Zav? And we would know Zav is included. Why doesn't it just say, if it says both, why doesn't it say Mitzora and Mitzoraas? Says the Tosas Arash, Mefarish Bebraisa Beperek Dal Mechusri Kapara, Mishum Dezav Ezava Chalukin Betumasan. Zav and Zava have different halachas. Dezav Metame Berios, Vezava Beyamim. There's different halachas. A zav becomes tami even 3 years in 1 day. A zava requires 3 days. Zav tahar ba'ones. A zav is not metame, doesn't become a zav ba'ones. The zav metame ba'ones. Avo mitzora mitzaras in chalukin bikr tumasan. How they become tame is not, there's no difference. They're treated differently with priya and farima. There's differences between a man and a woman. But in terms of how the tumah starts, there's no difference, and that's why it's not mentioned separately. If you remember, we've mentioned a number of times a very important Rambam, so it's always good to remember. That's the Gavlus of the Daf. We get to go over the important sources over and over again. The Rambam in Mitzvahs Aseh Ayin Hei. The Rambam is defending the fact that he counts 4 separate mitzvos. He counts the Tumah of Azav and the Tumah of Azava, and the Karbanos of Azav and the Karbanos of Azava. Separate mitzvahs, says the Rambam, Mitzvah Ayin Hei. Shetzivanu shetakrav karban kol isha zava kishen israpa mizova v'chulu v'zui karban zava v'yimu chuseres kapara v'ulai makshi yiksha alai v'yom ma'achar shakarban azav huka karban azava lama lo timna mina karban. Why don't you just count one? Kimo, like I only count one mitzvah of karban chatas and karban asham vada and asham talu and olivi yorid. Right, there's a lot of averis that cause these. Chatas, it's one karban. I count for chatas, even though there are many averis that cause it. So says the Rambam, Yada Hamakshahu Shakarban Zava Zava Inu Alachatoim Avalu Karban Shachova Lasosual Inyan Minho Inyanim. Zav and Zava are not for averus. It was all on avera fine, but they're for situations. And how you, like the Tosafot Rashi says in our daf, how you got to that situation is different for a zava and a zava. That's where they're counted separate mitzvahs. V'ilo hayu inyani azivas ba'anashim v'nashim davar echad, kemo shehu b'shem, sheshem zeh zav, v'shem zo zava, az hayu ra'ilam nosam yachad. Aval ena inyan kein, but it's not true. Ki agaras hazera min ha'ish, hu shetechaveyu akarban. V'im yoga kemo zera min isha, after all, it's just different. Zava and a ziva, if a man has red and a woman has white, it's not going to be zav and zava. So you see, just the creation of these statuses are different. And that's why you count it separately. And then the Rambam says at the end, V'raya Brura. The Raya Brura for this is that many times, the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak of Krisus, Dachesim Abeis, you could have also quoted our Mishnah. Whenever it lists off, it says, Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzora. And it does not say Mitzoraas. So even in that phrase of Chazal that appears both in Krisus and here in Nida, that would be good enough. That's a Raya Machrachas, the Rambam says, that they should be counted separately. Good. Says the Gemara, my b'masa. So what? Let's finish the Mishnah first. Ovid kochavim shemes tarmi latame, a non-Jew that dies tarmi latame, he is no longer tamei mes. He's not no longer tamei which he had. Meaning, remember we had earlier, we spoke about this at the beginning of the Perek Benos Kusim, that umos ha'olam have a tuma status midrabanan, either right or they're not makabel tuma or matame, but midrabanan they are, but that tuma dissipates, does not exist afterwards. Ovid kochavim shemes tarmi latame, it is not matame. Yes, they might be matame b'maga, but masa and everything and ohel that the Jews have, they do not have that, and their tumah that they had while they were alive does not continue. Right, does not continue. That's what Rashi says in the fourth to last skinny line. Alvagav de Michayim, harihu kizav l'chol dvarav. Even though Michayim, they are considered like a zav, umetame be'evin misama, and they are metame, as we'll see in the Gemara, with a large stone in between the item and themselves, but since it's only mitivrei sofrim, it's a drabanan, Chazal did not extend it. Good. Finishing. Beishamei omrim kol nashim mesos nidos. Beishamei says automatically, we'll see why this is, all women when they die have the status of nida. Mesos nidos. That is, or the girsa of Rashi, machzekinon luhu kenidos. And we're machzekinon kenidos and we're matpil all the clothing that they had on b'shas yitzias neshama. The Beishamei says we give them that status. Ubeisil omrim, e nida elosha mesa nida. No, Beisil says only if she died nida. Then you betova matpil her kalim, her clothing. But otherwise not. Good. My b'masa, what does it mean that zavzav you'll need the yos mitzora that'll die? The metame b'masa, ilema b'masa mamish. If it's real regular masa of lifting, like the Rambam talks about beginning focus tumas mace, the three types of tuma, not maga, masa, and ol. And remember, he talks about hesed, which is a form of masa, and others. So atu kol mace b'lo metame b'masa. What's the chiddush of these individuals? Every mace is metame b'masa. If you carry a mace, if you carry a piece of a mace, even without touching it, makes you tame. Elamai b'masa b'evin mesama. Masa must mean evin mesama. What is evin mesama? Evin mesama means if a nida is on top of a large immovable rock. The rock is tremendous. It's not moving. And there's a kli under the rock. So in that case, so that's not generally not tumas masa because it's not going to be able to be moved. But evin mesama, the tumas evin mesama, that applies to these individuals on a daraisa level. So what the Rabbanan did is they extended that afterwards on the Rabbanan level, even after Misa, so that there's no confusion, as we'll see. Dechziv, the heisayis, evin chada, v'sumas alpum gubas. You see evin and the word suma in there, evin mesama, that's talking about a very large stone. My time, a why, a marav, gzeira, shema, tis alpha. Rav says, because we're worried about maybe a woman will faint. A woman, one of these women, Nida Zava, might faint, and then you'll think there's no more Tumas Evan Misama, and you'll be Makos. That's why, up until Nimo Kabasa, where there's Vadai Misa, so then we are Machmir. Aruch Laneher has a fascinating, such a Pasha question. Where goes there Shemitis Alpha? Right, and that's why you can't, where goes there Evan Misama? How about being goes there because Safi Bikuach Nefesh? Right, we're worried about the Tuma, what about Bikuach Nefesh? Shouldn't Kasha? Lama Linyin Turma Gazru Kain? Valama Lo Gazru Gamkain? Shalo Yikavar at Shimo Kabasar? Maybe if you're worried that maybe she just fainted and the person's not dead, maybe we should say you shouldn't do burial. Hari Bikuach Nefesh? Chamir Tveim Shetocha Golasa Shepatorah? Bikuach Nefesh? What's the Gemara talking about? Oh, where it goes there because you might have fainted. What about she might not have died and therefore you shouldn't bury her? V'yishlomar Devadai Ein Chashash Be'emes Shemi Yis Alpha. Really, it's a very, very low level chash. Tish lo hakerai de simanim kashis asig bo kan kodeb shimakabasar shemeis vadai. Generally, there are tests, breathing and pulse. There are other ways that you could tell. Raklin yin tuma gazru, tuma where goes there sheafshar shein. Regarding misa and kfura, you're not going to bury until you're touching and you're feeling and you're handling. But tuma is even if you're not there. She'efshar she'inu nugei b'meis klal. V'omei barachok b'menu. V'yachshov b'shenis alav shemeis. V'shem etamen mishkev emoshev shalo. Right? You might not be there. You might see them and then you won't know when they died. You'll see it later. U'bemesu chayim etamen lazeh. Gazru, lazeh gazru, shekol meis yitamei. Right, that's what the issue is. Of course, if there's any chash of pikuach nefesh, you're not going to do burial. Right? It's in the 1800s and earlier. There was some situations in some cities where there was a rule that some government said there's no burial allowed until 3 days after death, after the death certificate could be issued. That was a big shaila in those days about trying to get out of it because we know you have to try to do a bury as quickly as possible. So that was a big issue that the postman had to deal with in earlier days. Anyways, that's why we have this Tuma Evan Amasama because we're worried Sheminis Alpha. Tanami Shemre Belazar, Amrachi Yivka Kreso. You have to wait until the stomach starts disintegrating. That's what another shear of Yimoka Basar. Good. Ovik Chavim Shabes Vachulu. The Mishnah said that an Ovik Chavim that dies is Tarmi Latame. Tanya Amr Rebbe Mipnei Ma Amru Ovik Chavim Shabes Tarmi Latame. B'masa. Why do we say that he's not Matame B'masa? Lefi Shein Tumaso Mechaim. Midivrei Torah. Midivrei Sofrim. His Tumah Mechaim is only Midivrei Sofrim. So therefore, we don't extend it. Okay. Guess we'll stop here. Tanu Rabbanan. We'll start with the questions of Anshi Alexandria. The Rabbanan. We'll start with that. Bez Hashem. Try to figure out a time to give the next Monday's daf. And again, this was Tisha B'Av daf, and we got it in. And Bez Hashem, we'll have time to give Mondays as we get into the last three, four days of Maseches Nida. Looking forward still to seeing everybody at the Siyum on Thursday night, starting with 7:30 Mincha, then the Siyum and Sudas Mitzvah, followed by the Shir and Brachas on Daf Base.